بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The 25th para will be read today, tonight. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. It's one of the ayats that were recited tonight. Allah Ta'ala says that whatever misfortunes that you face is because of your own doings. Do not blame someone else for your doings. So whatever misfortunes you are facing is because of your own doings. وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And many of it we have forgotten to, forgiven to. So many things that we have done, Allah has forgiven us for that. If Allah had to take us in charge for every small thing, every wrongs that we have done, what would be our position? We can't even walk one, we can't move one second. So Allah said, 1 minute, وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. We have forgiven a lot of sins. But remember that whatever dispute, whatever misfortune you are facing, is merely because of your own hand, your own doings. You have invited those things. And it's obvious this much in a person. When he begins to commit sin, then if he does not make tawbah, that sin make him do another sin. The sin make him do another sin. Completely doing another sin all the time. So one, the thing is that punishment is taking place all the time for him. From one punishment to another punishment. That's why it says if a person do commit one sin, immediately he must do a good deed. If he does a good deed, then the sin is forgotten. But unfortunately, we commit a sin, and when you continuously commit a sin, then that becomes continuous sin all the time. So daily you are being punished. In other words, daily you are being punished because of committing one sin, it leads to so many sins. Likewise, if a person do one good deed too, immediately he gets a good reward. The good reward is there. So continuously making good deeds all the time. So when a person commits sin, then the habit becomes like that too, because of that one sin, he begins to commit other sins also. The doors of sin does not get closed. Then that is a kind of a punishment for him. Likewise, a person going to do one good deed, by doing good deed all the time, is a kind of a reward for him all the time. So we must always remember this one point, because if a person commits a sin by mistake, or immediately do one good deed. The moment you do one good deed, inshallah, that sin will be forgiven and forgotten too. But the moment you commit one sin and then it becomes become another sin, then that is very is punishing, not good at all. However, then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in a few ayahs, that he mentioned about the signs of a mu'min. Who is a mu'min? Everyone says we are a mu'min, but Allah Ta'ala shows us who is a true mu'min. So one is that person who has complete trust in Allah Ta'ala. You can do whatever you want, but your trust is on Allah. Whatever business you run, whatever profession you are in, whatever you do, but your trust is only in Allah, not on that thing there. Even if you go to medication, your trust is not on the medication, your trust is on Allah Ta'ala. Everything is on Allah. That is one trust. Second is must that Allah Ta'ala says, a sign of a mu'min, is that he always keeps away from sins and all shameful acts. He does not believe in shameful acts. He keeps it far from himself. He does not have shameful acts, not from his sins. In other words, in his life, a true mu'min, he does not like to go near sin at all. He does not begin to think, this is a minor sin, let me do it. It's a minor sin or major sin, I must not hurt Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must not be hurt. So that's the second sign of a mu'min. A third sign of a mu'min is that person, at the time of anger, he forgives people. This is a very big thing. At a time of anger, you must forgive people. Today, you know, we want Allah to forgive us, but we are not prepared to forgive anyone. You know, we go to that extent to even tell a person, I won't forgive you at all, right to the day of Qiyamah. How can we talk like that? When we know what will be the position the day of Qiyamah, how Allah will take us to trust them? If we do not want Allah to take us to trust, we must learn to forgive people. What you get in forgiving people? Have this intention, I'll forgive him, Allah will forgive me. If you have that person in mind, then every time you get angry with someone, if a person asks for forgiveness, think that Allah will forgive me on behalf of Allah. So what a good quality that is. Then another thing Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that a person, he establishes Salah. Salah must be your backbone, your foundation is Salah. No matter what happened, do not leave out Salah. You know, Salah is what a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Miraj, the only thing that he brought for us, the gift is Salah. And the person, if he knows how to do Salah, In salah he will experience miraj also. But unfortunately we do not know how to salah also. So what is necessary important that these are the signs of a mu'min. A true mu'min is he who has these qualities in him. And thereafter also whenever he spends something, he spends a part of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever wealth Allah tells me, he feels to himself, this wealth does not belong to me. It belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And he gave me an opportunity, he gave me this one. Let me spend a part of Allah. He spends happily too. So these are the few qualities that true mu'min to have. And then also one more at the time, that whenever he takes advice, he always takes advice before he does anything. He does not do anything without taking advice. And that the Quran says that too. We have to learn to take advice, but take advice from the right people, not from the wrong people. Take advice from people who are people of Allah, who will give you the best advice to. And the last one, he says, at the time of zulm, if someone made oppression on you, been oppressed on you, you, but in return, you be very kind. In return, he's an oppressor to you, but you've learned to become more kind and better person. So these are a few signs of a mu'min. If we can bring that quality into us, one is to trust in Allah Ta'ala. We have to trust in Allah Ta'ala. No matter what happens, you can open a business, you can have, but trust Rabbi on Allah Ta'ala. Do not trust on anyone. Do not rely on anyone. The only one who has to rely on Allah Ta'ala. That's the most important. And then remember this much, all shameful acts. You know, shameful acts is like the cell phone today. It's a shameful act. You know, it's sad to say it's a ni'mat on life used in the correct way. Unfortunately, it has been misused so badly that good people have become victim of all the haram things. Allah must protect us from that. So these are few things they call a mu'min, how a true mu'min is to lead a life. Allah must give a tawfiq on acting on it too. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah alladhi wa la aqibata lil muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسنك اللهم صل وسلم على العافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمة الله. One more advice also in the Quran is mentioned, that be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. To be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. I forgot to tell you that the most important thing is to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. One is to trust Allah Ta'ala and one is to be obedient to Allah. Every command of his must obey to follow it and to respect it. Jazakallah.